heard one of the singers sing. I'm so glad to see you here today, brothers and sisters, especially sister. I was on my knees and she came and I felt somebody kiss me like this on, you know. And I said, who's? And so I kind of just peeked up. And there she said, I'm just so glad. We've been praying for you. We've been praying for you. Praise the Lord. Before I say this, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and he pitied every groan. Long as I live and trouble rise, I'm going to hasten to his throne. That's what I feel. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I know you know that. And he pitied every, he pitied every groan. So long as I live and trouble rise, I'm going to hasten to his throne. And I want to thank the Lord this morning for you all for the song service. And my wrists, both of them, I guess it's arthritis. I ain't gonna try to name it, but I could not function hardly with this. I couldn't move it. I couldn't hardly pick up nothing. Couldn't hardly cook. Just been suffering with these wrists. I said, now, Lord, you ain't never not healed me. What is this? I said, what have I done? I'm going back repenting. I'm doing everything because I couldn't even use this wrist. I couldn't turn it. I couldn't, you know, Ernest E. Round trying to help me. And I said, Lord, you get somebody to pray for me. I didn't say I'm not going to ask nobody. I said, you get somebody to pray for me. Don't tell me God don't hear answer prayer. Don't tell me God don't answer prayer. He did it just to put a cap on the service that he want to tell us today, that he's a prayer answering God. Hallelujah. So I just thank the Lord. That's to the devil. I just want to thank the Lord. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing like being something hurting you. Is it? Y'all never had anything to hurt you? It's a shame things hurt you. Praise the Lord. So, sister, I'm looking for the Lord to do something for you, too. I'm just looking for God to be God. I'm not looking for nobody else. I'm looking for the God that saved my soul, the God that picked me up, the God that delivered me from the devil. I'm looking for that God. Him. Amen. And he's good. Will you stand? I want to thank the Lord for you all. Amen. I pray to God that this message, because God gave this to me, I pray that it will bless us starting here in the pulpit. Because Lord knows, he told me first, he said, you go and you look up the 1906 revival Seymour was in. That he said, go. I said, Lord, I looked at that. He said, go look at it. And I looked at it. And I said, Then there's another brother came on, but I was Henry Gulliver. Y'all don't know him. I was looking for something else, and he pops up. And he's the guy that I really need to show it to you, but I'll tell you about it. But this man has faith that moved mountains, an old fella, and that helped me. And so everything God has been showing me and telling me and having me picking up is things that faith, with faith in it. Faith. Trust me, do this. I want to do this for you. I want to do this in your ministry. I want to finish. I said, Lord, I want to finish. He said, I want to finish with you. And I'm going to. Just trust me. So he gave me this message. Where's my Bible? I can pick it up a little bit. I had both of my this a little bit, so, but this is going to get real. All right. Hallelujah. Father, I first want to thank you. I truly appreciate you. Love you for where I am in my life, that you have made it so. I know it's you, God. I know, Lord, the span of life you've given me is you. And I just want to thank you for it. I thank you for it. So I pray that the message, Lord, would bless all of us today and take us on and make us stronger and let us believe in you, God. I ask it in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. In the praise of your name. Thank you. And everybody say. And say it again. Because that means so be it. So be it. So be it. You may be seated. you're looking good today. And I tried to do some things. I tried today to put stuff where I could find it. I want you to turn to Matthew, the 16th chapter. And I know I got this thing. There it is. There, you sweet little thing, you. Okay. I want to go, and this is what the Holy Spirit gave me. He gave it to me to give. He gave it to me. And I'm giving it to you. But I'm giving it to me first. Because I just feel that we're living in a changing time. I said, we're living in a changing time. And beloved, if they do in our government what they think they're going to do, this thing going to be a mess. We ain't seen nothing yet. We haven't seen anything yet. So may the Lord's will be done. I told the Lord, I said, you know, the prophets was prophesying things and this and that and the other and blah, 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 this and that. And I said, well, Lord, they were doing some of them things before the man ever got in there. You know what I'm saying? They were doing what we against, you know, that we was voting for. Well, I don't think I was voting for no man. I voted for righteousness. I don't vote for people. I vote for the righteousness because ain't nobody out there running. Man ain't running yet. So I couldn't vote for no man because man ain't running. And so I said, Lord, I'm voting for righteousness. And because I lived in the South where I couldn't vote. I lived in the South where the police stood behind us with billy clubs, you know, making us not go in. And when you get vote, you had to go and sign a paper and know the Mississippi Constitution. I could not vote. Amen. Never voted in Mississippi because I couldn't. Now, that's unheard of, and some of you all never heard of that. But it is a time when women couldn't vote. You remember? Women could not vote. I think voting is a privilege here in America. So I think we should vote. I think we should pray and ask God who to vote for and get out there and vote. But I'm telling you, I've lived a long time, been through every election since I've lived. I have never seen the folks I saw now. We came out on the Tuesday to go vote, and they weren't just lying. They was full cross like this. It's no way they talking about 6 inches apart or 6 feet. They was in groups down to the next three blocks. It must have been 500 people in that land. Good Lord. Just people everywhere. I said, oh, but he said, honey, we can't. I said, no, we ain't standing in that, not back there. We couldn't have stood in that land. I don't know. We would have had to get a chair or something. But the Lord is so good. I'm going to just tell this. We went. Daddy had to go to the doctor that morning for something that he's going through right now, and I'll share it with you one day. Anyway, we went to the doctor, came back, and got in the line. I said, Daddy, this is still America. I'm going there and ask somebody to help us. So I asked this dude on the side, I said, do y'all have voting on the, you know, curb thing? He said, no, I don't think so. I said, I'm going in there. People looking at me, you know, kind of when you go around people and go in front of them. They looked at me, so I said, ma'am, my husband is 82 years old, and we cannot stand in that long line back there. And she said, oh, no, you come on in here. You sit down. So I'm in there with this other lady. She doing her. She said, I'm going to let you do just what she doing. And she was in there doing the same thing, voting. And so, well, this is what. So she said, you sit here. I said, oh, I'll go get my husband. So I went to get Ernie. He's in the truck and coming. When I come back, the lady came up and said something. She left. Here come a young couple. I don't know how old it was. She said, you sitting there to vote, sweetheart? I said, yeah. She said, who's supposed to help you? I said, well, let. She said, wait a minute here. She goes up in there. I said, woo. I mean, folks was coming out the woodworks to help me and Dad. Just, you know, and I said, how good people are. People are good folk. You know what I'm saying? So finally, she got the lady to come back in there. When she came back in there, she finally came out with the little thing. You go, doop, with that, and then put your name on that, you know, and stuff like that. So we voted in about 25 minutes. Hello. And I said, now look, I'm not going in there and go around people. I'm not doing that now. You're not going to put me in front of people. I'm just not going to do that. She said, well, when you get your ballot, you just come on up and you know, and I'll help you. And we're in the front, and I'll just put my ballot on there. I said, Lord, you know, you good. Because I can't, I mean, y'all know what the lines was. Folks in the lines, you should have brought your lunch and your dinner and your snacks. I have never seen as many people in my born days as I saw out there voting. And they said more people than, I mean, ever in America, I believe ever in America voted. Ever. So we're living in the last day, and God is getting ready to change, and he's going to change the church. I'm sorry. And church ain't going to be like you think. I've always, God put it in my heart a year ago, it's not going to be what you think. So you get ready. So y'all that have Bible studies in your house, y'all having a good thing. Because that may be all we're going to be able to do is be in our homes and stuff. Like, I don't see church set up the way it's set up now. And I really believe God going to give us a revival, else I couldn't live. I couldn't exist. God is going to give revival, but it's going to be for people who are going to do what he's telling us to do. We had a good Sunday school lesson this morning. And I didn't know that I was kind of like in that vein. I'm in a vein where I'm looking at me. What kind of vein you in? I ain't looking at Brother Ed, a sister so-and-so, a brother so-and-so. I'm looking at me. Me that want to know God. Can't nobody know God. You got to know God for yourself. You got to, and now I know you got to know God. I say you got to know God. You can't come to church now and just, you know, and I'm not talking about just being baptized, sweetheart. That's going to take you. That's going to, because that's what he tells us to do. But I know people who just been baptized. You ask me, you saved? I've been baptized. Hello? That don't save you. Baptism don't save you. Ugh. Y'all stay in this church, or we'll learn. We'll learn together. Because we're studying in Genesis together, aren't we? So I want to go to Matthew. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to number 13, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse. I'm starting to help me, Lord. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, well, some say that you're John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said, now, whom say ye that I am? And that's what he's asking us today. Whom do you say I am? Who you say he is? Who is he? Most of us say, well, he Jesus. He, you know, let me ask one somebody. Jackie, who do you say he is? And I'm not just picking on you. He's everything. Who you say he is? That's wonderful. I ain't going to put nobody on the spot. And Simon Peter answered and said, whew, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh has not and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, and this is what the Lord has given me, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, and this is what the Lord gave me, he said, the gates of hell should not prevail against his church. Hallelujah. So I had to go look up gates, and I had to go look up prevail. But gates ain't what you think, like, you know, you open the thing. This is not the gates he's talking about. You open it up and you close it. No. The gate was a place where they came and made decisions. When Boaz wanted to marry Ruth, help me now, he came to the gate. To the gates where they make decisions for the city. It could have been a room or something. They say the gates was big. They wasn't like you thinking. You know, you think of a gate, you think of something, you open up, how we got gate, you know, and go in. No. And he asked them, you know, about marrying Ruth. Y'all remember the story of Ruth? He was sitting in the gate. Lot was sitting in the gate. And what, I ain't going to get on Lot. But he was sitting in the gate. So people that sat in the gate was people of great importance. Usually when they sit in the gate, then all the people that make the laws, they come and they sit in the gate. And the gate could have been, I say, I don't know how big it was, but I was going to get him to get me one. I tried to find one on Google. I Googled it. And to the city they had, made a gate maybe just, you know, so wide, and maybe you wouldn't get in the city till you go here. But they're going to check you out before you go in there. You know, they're going to know who's coming in and out. That's how the spies knew when the spies moved in there to check the, you know what I'm saying? And so I said, oh, that's kind of interesting. So I went to different, so, but then Jesus said, he said, the gates of hell will not prevail. They're not overcome. They're not going to outdo you. They're not going to beat you. The gates of hell, I don't care. Oh, Lord. And I saw Satan sitting making arrangements. Arrangements to took you or touch me or touch. But the gates of hell shall not prevail against the children of God. And you got to know who he is. You got to say he's Jesus. And not just from there. You got to say he's God. And he... Oh, you got to know him. Brother, we got to know God now. We got to know who he is. We got to tell that devil to get up. Because the gates of hell shall not. This is what Jesus said. So prevail. Let me look. We'll see what I said. What prevail mean? Prevail is to prove more powerful than the opposing forces. God is more powerful than the devil. God is more powerful. So he'll give you victory. Oh God. I get single up. I can't help it. Daddy said, I talked too fast when I started preaching. But when he told me, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. I said, oh my God, I've read that scripture so many times. He said, you get to know me and the gates of hell, nothing gonna prevail against nothing. And I tell you, nothing, no sickness is gonna prevail against you. Nothing. No disease, no nothing. Let me preach to you. I ain't going to talk. No, I'm trying best. Ask the God to help me. He said, because the gates of hell is not going to prevail against you. You understand what that means? I mean, so when you're trying to help, you trying to do, all you got to do is keep God's word. And somehow, faith is something God gives you. He do. You read, you know, you someone read all the faith scriptures. You get to read all the faith scriptures. But it's his grace. When he see your heart, you want to know him. That's what I tell God about you. I say, Lord, Linda loves you. Look at me. Shoot, I'm his father. I say, Linda loves you. I say, and I want you to do for her what you do. I say, do what you do. Because you are a healer. You can put back what the devil took. I believe God like that. I'm sorry. I want to believe him like that. I said, you can put it back. I don't care. Let me tell you what happened. I goes to the hospital with daddy, to the doctor. That was Tuesday, the voting day. Here this lady sitting up here, and I love to, you know, I get people in that weight room, boy, I can, woo. She sit down, she said, I said, how you do? She said, and so we was trying to find, she said, I had my breast move out. I said, oh, that's awful. She said, I'm taking therapy, I'm taking chemotherapy, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh. And she said, I had them both removed. I said, the devil is a lie. Sweet little lady. And God began to show me the need. He began to show me what people need. He began to show me that if come closer. And we think we coming closer, brother. You know, we pray. You know, most of us ministers got times we pray and we seek the Lord and we study. You know, but I saw something else. I saw something. I said, Lord, I'm getting to where I say, I don't need nobody but you. If I have to lose somebody, to bye-bye. Because I want what I see in you. I'm going to be able for the church to be what the church is supposed to be. And the gates of hell not prevailing against the church. Because you said the gates of hell would not prevail. And the devil trying to make a lie out of you. I said the gates of hell is not going to prevail against the church. No sickness. No sorrow. Nothing, hallelujah, that comes out of pits of hell is going to stand up against God's people. And I believe that's what God is raising up now. You hold on in here. You hold on in here. Hi, Jackie. The gates of hell is not going to prevail. Let me see, can I read it? Y'all praying? I ain't going to be up here long because I ain't got too much to say. And they said, he said, because upon this rock, upon this truth, we got to know he is God. We got to know it, beloved. He can't be no Sunday school. Sunday school, just Sunday school. You come out of Sunday school, you come up. You learn that Jesus is God. But it's got to be down in here. Now, your heart, I believe here. Because this is what hurts me when I get really hurt. This hurts me. He said to our Peter, listen to this. And I'm going to give you. And I thought that Peter was the only one who had the keys. I did. Not a long time ago. Not now, yeah. I got more sense now. He said, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Children of God, we got to try these things. We got to know God is what he say. And that, you know, we got to believe what he say. And it's hard when you got to go through something. It's hard. Don't tell me it, because I know it is. And so I looked over in the next chapter. And he was talking about people getting along together in the church. But then he said, number 18, and this is what? 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth, he's talking now to the saints, and what shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if one, listen, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything. And I had to walk around in my house. I said, Lord, you said that we would agree. We just reading books. I said, Lord, we just reading words. Me. But you said, and all of a sudden, Mel, I saw two people, and I saw them believe in God. And I saw, hallelujah, three people getting, they was in a circle like we do, and they was in a circle. And they was asking God for something really, really big. You know what I'm saying? And God moved. And he was happy. He was glad that we believed that if two or three of us would get together and pray. Yes. I'm getting crazy. I'm telling you now. I believe it. I said, I believe it. Yes. And so I said, me, I'm not talking about nobody in the church, nobody in nobody's church. I say me. Say me. I knew then. Guys, I thought I was spending time with God. I wasn't so proud of things because I know I wasn't doing what I did a long time ago. But I say, God, I may can't fast 21, 30 days like I used to. I say, but I'm going to do something. I'm coming back. I can't take this. I say, I can't take reading this and keep reading this and not seeing nothing. I'm sorry, I'm just coming. You help me. You give me strength. I said, Lord, you give me strength. And the problems that you go through, sometimes people have hindrances. Praise the Lord. I said, but God, you told me to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, but for great is my reward in heaven. I'm sorry, you don't understand what I'm saying. But God told me, he didn't say, I'm going to do it, I'm going to take it, I'm going to do this to him. And Lord, no, he said, blessed are ye when men say all persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He told me, say, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. I told y'all about that. Well, now I'm getting exceedingly glad. I'm rejoicing and getting exceedingly glad. I'm going to do what he say. I said, Lord, if I have to make this body get exceedingly well, I'm just going to sing as loud as I can. I do whatever and make me exceedingly glad. I'm going to still be exceedingly glad. Because great is my reward in heaven. Well, we look about, you know, the people that's overseas. The Chinese brothers. Lord, help me look at that. And they treat the women so bad. When they catch them women, look like they treat the women worse than they do the men. You know, he had me. I said, Lord, I don't look at it. But some of your trials, you may not be getting beat and cut up and all this kind of stuff. You may not. But you may be in something, you saying, God, I don't know how I can go do this. I don't know about this. You may be on the job or something, Lord, I don't know how I can take this. This man is getting on my pure nerves now. But he said, rejoice and be for great. That may be how you're going to get your great reward. You look at the Bible, and we see all these people going through, you know, and I be looking to see, oh, it's just horrible what they do. And I have a brother that I got his tape. I'm going to let you see it. Brother Shahid, he went through. Ooh, Jesus. I mean, they did everything to this man. You ever heard of him, Brother Shahid? I got to let you see it. And I said, oh, God. He said, well, he didn't know he could take it either. I said, he didn't know he could take it. He didn't. He didn't know he could take it. But I'm telling you, and I got so happy yesterday when a brother that I love dearly, and I got a text that he took his wife to see the trees and the flowers. Took her on a trip. You know, it don't take much. You know what I'm saying? You could go see some flowers and some trees in love, and it'll heal you. You do what God, you know, you sometimes you gotta go, be healed. Get out. No. Let God be in the place, and the Holy Ghost will do the rest. Amen. I believe that. I believe that. I've gone to churches where people say, well, I'm gonna sit on the front because see, I have been in churches where I sit on the back and the Holy Ghost was just moving. I was on the back seat because I got in late. And I mean, the Lord was just moving, and I got help. Amen. And I've been in church where I didn't even have to have nobody to lay their hands on me. But I told the Lord today, I said, Lord, please let somebody pray for me. I'm not going to ask nobody, but I don't know what I was thinking, Didi. I said, Lord, let somebody pray for me. Because usually I'm going to ask hell, you know. No, but I didn't. I said, Lord, let somebody pray for me. That's what I said. Yeah. Well, good. So y'all prayers. Got it done. Because I believe God. I say, I believe God. And this come to the place, beloved, if I leave anything, I'm not going to stay up here. This is what the Lord told me, that the gates of hell is not going to prevail. That's what he told me to tell you. He told me to tell us that the gates of hell, it cannot prevail against his people. Now, it's up to you if you let him prevail now. Come on. But you got to take your stand. And let that devil know who you are. Who you talking to? He said, boo. And the boy, you go. Oh, my goodness. This brother, then I'm going to tell this because I think it's wonderful. He told many things. He had cancer, 4 stage of cancer. And then he was led to go to, he's a man that mystic went around. He went to Liberia somewhere. And when he got there, it was a mosquito that was killing people, you know, just killing people. This bite, you get bit by this mosquito. And the man said, you going? He said, I ain't going to let no little teeny mosquito keep me from going and preaching God's word. He said, I'm going. So he takes a group of people, some of them couldn't even speak English. And they were standing up, and he was looking at it. And he said, all of a sudden, somebody who couldn't speak English said, I thought it was horrible. He looked up in the sky. Okay, wait a minute, I'm missing. He said his father told him never kill a dragonfly because the dragonfly eat mosquitoes. So he was standing up there, and all of a sudden this lady started speaking, and she was pointing, and there came millions of dragonflies. Cleaned that little city he was in out. Oh, they know him. They know him, brother. They know him, brother Henry. And they cleaned it out, the butterfly. Now, this is now. You know, we read things, brother, and we think it's back yonder. But God ain't a back yonder God. God is a God that's a right now God. God is a God that can touch you now. You ain't got to wait till next year around the corner. Or no, he can touch you now. Hallelujah. I'm no better than nobody else. I ain't got no kind of nothing on God. I failed just like you do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But when I told God that, Lord, that somebody pray for my hand, he looked down upon my poor self. And he healed me. And I'm healed by his stripes. It ain't by nobody. If I'd have asked him, if I'd have said, Lord, now when I go down these steps, you heal me. He'd done it then. I'm just as crazy to believe that I am. As when I get down these steps, I'm expect to be healed. Come on, children. Let's believe God. You don't have to talk to nobody about it. Just start believing God. Because they may have you. Oh, really? I'm talking about saints. I ain't talking about sinners. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about saints that's supposed to know God. Keep yourself, you know, keep it to yourself what you're doing. I'm asking God for, and if you don't think that person, just keep it to yourself. Because they'll say, girl, you doing that? I mean, one time we had the sacrament. I was sitting in the church. I was visiting. And they was having the sacrament. Oh, God, I used to have sinus headache so bad I could just take my head off and lay it on the side. It hurt me that bad. My head would get all clogged up. This one when I was young, this is now. About, I say 20 years ago maybe. But my head would just get congested and I'd be hurting. And so I went to church and I said, Lord, when I take the sacrament, you gonna heal me. Now this is my experience, but this is biblical. I'm not telling you nothing that's out the word. So I was so glad the saints was around me. So I was telling them, I said, when I take this sacrament, God gonna heal me. Girl, so. I learned then to shut your mouth up. I learned it then. So I just put my mind back on the Lord. And when I took the sacrament, God healed me. And he didn't heal me then. But I did what I, you know what I'm saying? Listen, God is going to move for you. He done told us all day in the lesson this morning, you wasn't here. But he told us God is moving for you. God going to do what you ask him. If you ask him, looking for it. Sister say she said she believe a bubble. I do too. I mean, if God say a bubble over you, then a bubble is over you. I mean, if God say your hair green, then hey, whatever God says, it means what he mean what he say. So my husband, 81, and he, you know, he goes out to this garden every day. And he does that. He done dug stuff up. Huh? He 82, that's right. He goes out to the garden and every day. And somebody say, well, he's been kept by you. I say, he sure is. I say, you got that right. Then everybody the Bible say? Ain't that what the Bible say? In Corinthians say, and I believe, you know, I believe that. And he's sitting up there just as sound and sane as he could be bent to the doctor. They go, boop. And sometimes I look over him, I say, now, Lord. I ain't gonna tell you nothing now. God is who he say he is. So who do you say he is? What we got to answer this question, who do we say God is? Who is Jesus? We got to answer that in our hearts. You the Son of the living God. And it's nothing. Listen, and then read. God, Jesus ain't never been what he didn't heal people. He went to cities. He went, come on now, he the same God. He went. And you ain't gonna be around him sick and can't touch him. No. You're gonna touch him. I don't care if mama had this, papa, granddaddy. My sister, my mother died of cancer. And she died early, like in her early 50s. So my baby sister who used to come and sit back there with, she say, Celeste, she said, we was about 50 or 60. I said, look, Cynthia, we ain't going nowhere till God get through with us. And you ain't gonna die in no 50. You hear me? She thought I was just, you know, who better than what I am. She lived to get 70, almost 80 years old. And she outlived everybody in that side of the family. She lived just about every, because Winner died young. Daddy died young. All of them died young. They all dead, and we still living. I'm still living. And I ain't going nowhere till he get ready. Amen. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He can do anything. Anything. That's nothing. And we sit up here today and say, we sung today. What the song we sang? Lord, you're beautiful. Something about the miracles. About miracles we sung. He's a God of miracles. You know what we're saying? But you're singing right, and it's the truth. So, Sister Linda, that's just me. I just believe God gonna heal you. I believe it. That's a rush your way through. I'm telling you, Sister Celine, I believe you're going to be, and I believe he's going to give you something you probably ain't think about that you're going to get. God is God. And I just happened to have been born at the close of revival. You know, so I saw things that stayed in my heart and mind, made me believe. My pastor was a great man of faith. You know, he would tell me to come up, and I remember he told me to come up and hold this lady. She was walking like this here. And he set her down. He said, Sister Davis, I don't know, all he always picked on me. Thank you, Jesus. And the lady sat down, and he had me to hold her feet. And he prayed, and her feet just grew out. Just to count. I was there when I saw God move. So that helped me to, you know, believe. You know, you got to see God. You got to see something. People can, but they got to see something. Especially young folk. So y'all get on. We getting ready. Lord getting ready to move in this place. You want God to move?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So know who he is. Now who is he? Come on, together. You are the Christ. Thus, and God can do anything. God can do anything. I'm going to leave you with that. I ain't going to keep on talking.
Yes,
Lord. I ain't going to tell you about nothing. I just want you to know that God is telling me to tell you that. And he's telling me first. Me first. He can do anything. And so remember the gate is what, as he said, the gates of heaven got a gate too. They got a gate too. But the gate is where decisions are made a lot of times. You know, for a city. It's the gates, people sit in the gate and make a decision. Amen. So I just want to thank the Lord for this. I don't have a lot. But I'm going to name this prevailing faith. Prevailing faith. He said hell is not going to prevail against the children of God. Praise the Lord. Will you stand? Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, Brother Ed, I had read the scripture about Jesus saying he's the shepherd and the sheep, they would go in and out and find pasture. And I said, I said, what is that going in and out? I didn't see the in part, what out part go? So God showed me about that, you know, how the shepherds would bring their sheep in, you know, and when they would be in, they'd be with him. But when he would call them to go out, they would go out and eat and do whatever. I said, oh, I was glad of that, you know, that I can go in and out and find pastor. I knew I could go in and out and find pastor. Praise the Lord. God. So even when you get old and can't think, and something you shouldn't do, he'll give it to you. He will not. I tell you, God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And I can stand here and tell you, and you just keep staying here at Revival Center. God is a good God. And he's doing things that nobody can do but God. And I'm going to let him do it. I decided to let him do it. Amen. I tell you. Hey, you know what? Who knows? I ain't going to say that. Okay. Anybody need prayer? Amen. Anybody need prayer today? I'll pray for you. I pray with you. Praise the Lord. And I believe with you. Anybody need to be saved? And we're having a baptism today. The little girl back there is going to be baptized. Yeah, this child here, Keisha's daughter. Yeah, Kennedy. I said, Kennedy, you love her? Yes, ma'am. She said it, so I said, I ain't got to ask her nothing else. Amen. Anybody need God to touch him today? How you doing, Kobe? Okay, good. Because, you know, I'll call you up here, honey. I'm sorry, that's just me. I'm just Sister Davis. I don't want to be nobody else. I just want to thank the Lord. So did you get anything today? I mean, was you blessed today? Thank you, Jesus. Because that's what it's all about, that we be blessed and get something from God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we just want to thank the Lord for today. I really appreciate the word because I'm talking about what I want to be. I know you want to be that too. Praise the Lord. And it takes more than I thought. But I want to be willing to give it. And you can sit up here and do all you want to do. But to give everything, it ain't like talking about it. Because you are you, and you have the way you do things, the way you talk. All that's got to be looked over. I said, all of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? If God say don't do, then the don't do have to be looked over. You can't say, well, this is part of my nature. He didn't say that. He didn't say, well, it's your nature to do thus and thus. So I'm going to let you back. That ain't what he said. That ain't what he said. I got something I want to say after. Let me talk to you, Brother L. Okay. Praise the Lord. So God, I thank you. I said, I thank you. So get ready, and we're going to have some altar services, and we're going to get to this prayer. God showed me something. He said, you got to get in prayer and get the church in prayer. They got to be a praying church. And we pray. But we're going to pray. So let's come up today and let's pray at the altar. Come on. We ain't going to be long. Would you come today and let's pray? And sister, don't you dare hit them steps. Or I'm going to get my switch out, my mama switch.